And welcome back to Success Made to Last Legend Series. I'm Rick Tokini. This show is presented by Gracefully Yours greeting cards and those crazy church kitchen ladies. You can go to gracefully-yours.com today and get 25% off any of your greeting card purchases just by plugging in the promotional code, the number 4, and word. So do that today. Our very special guest is Joe Bonsall of the Oak Ridge Boys. He's been a 42-year member of this great American music group, and for decades you've heard his voice singing power harmony with the boys and taking the lead on such hits as Elvira, It Never Hurts to Hurt Sometime, Love Song, My Son, Peterbilt Sleigh, and so many others. And so today we're going to be talking about their brand new album that's coming out called Front Porch Singing. Joe Bonsall, welcome to Success Made to Last Legends.
Well, thank you very much, sir. It's an honor to be with you, Rick.
Well, it's great to have you on. You are the second Oak to be on Legends. The first was Richard Sturban. So let's talk about your latest album coming up, Front Porch Singing, and what has led up to this debut.
Well, first of all, you know, during this pandemic, when so many of us have been shut down, you know, they turned off the switch on the music industry. And we had a few shows to do last year. We've done a couple so far this year, but it's been kind of a rough sled. And so we decided, man, we need to record an album during this time. So we talked to our young producer, Dave Cobb, went over several ideas, and we went in the studio in August, and it felt so good because we hadn't hardly done anything together for 4 months before August. And I think one of the reasons this album came out so well is the fact that it was so good to get downtown, even in a socially distanced setting. We only had a couple of musicians, our producer, and the four of us. And to see each other every day and get together and form some new creativity and make some new magic was just so important to us at the time. And the whole idea and concept of the album was Dave Cobb saw our Christmas show, and on our Christmas tour every year, we have a little segment where we roll out some rocking chairs in a fireplace, and we sit around in the rocking chairs and tell stories and sing songs. And it's a cute little segment, and people love it, and that's why it stays in the show every year. Well, Dave Cobb's idea was, I want to utilize the concept of four Oak Ridge boys singing on a front porch in their rocking chairs, old gospel, old country, new country, new songs, some old songs, and just have that attitude of four guys singing on the porch. Make the harmony come out in front, very sparse instrumentation. And man, we bought into it. And it came out really, really, really well. And I think people are going to be blessed by it. And as a side note, it seems like the songs we ended up recording, like Life is Beautiful and Love, Light, and Healing, and some of the gospel songs that we did, I think without even planning this part, we inadvertently recorded probably an album for the time we're living in. These songs are just relevant. Yep. and pertinent and important, I think. And I don't even, like I said, I don't even know that we planned that, but it happened anyway. And that's probably part of God's plan, I guess.
Well, yes, sir. I'm glad that you said that, Joe, because growing up in the South, when we sat on the front porch, we looked outward to the future. We weren't looking inward. And I think as a nation, we need to be seeing forward, looking forward to a brighter future. And your album is right on time. We need more community. We need more togetherness. And don't we need a little bit more normal again?
Well, we sure do need more normal again, that's for sure. And I think if we got more normal, I think people would begin to come together again. I mean, what all of this has done, and I don't want to get political here, but it's made people almost afraid of each other. I was in public supermarket just the other day. You know, I had a honey-do list, and, you know, like you've seen a lot of guys now in a mask in Publix looking over a list on their iPhone to pick up stuff their wife needs. And I just saw a lot of blank stares, and that really bothered me, man. I came home and prayed about it. Because I found that several times over this past year, looking in the mirror, I saw some of that blank stare in myself. And we need to get beyond this. And I think God can help us. I think faith can help us. maybe these vaccines will start to open the door. I think there's an element of people that somehow thrive on shutting us down, if that makes any sense at all. And I just think we need to be free. And I'll tell you this much. I think everybody's really tired of it. And no matter what happens going forward, I think we're going to see people starting to get out more anyway. It's happening here in Tennessee anyhow. I've seen it. And I don't know. It's been a terrible thing. There's been a lot of pain, a lot of suffering, a lot of financial problems for a lot of people that this has caused. It's been like nothing in my lifetime, and I'm just about 73 years old. I guess this was our World War II, I guess. My parents, you know, were involved in World War II. My father and mother were both veterans of the Army. And my father was a hero who's buried in Arlington. My mother's there with him as Women's Army Corps. And I know a lot about what went on back then. I've even wrote a book about it called G.I. Joe and Lily once. And I guess this is our World War II, Rick.
Well, yes, sir. It's a battle that has been internal and external, and maybe someday we'll be writing about it and pondering all the life lessons that we learn. But this I know, Joe, your music with the Oaks is timeless. Your tone and your rhythm, well, I think they'll get this nation going again. And let me ask you a few more detailed questions if you have a few more minutes.
Sure, I do. But let me just say before you do how much I appreciate what you just said a minute ago. It kind of really resonated with me. When you're sitting on the front porch, you're looking outward. My wife and I own a property we've had since 1998 up on the Kentucky-Tennessee line. It's 350 acres of farm. I spend a lot of time out there, especially during this pandemic, because out there, there is no virus. It's timeless. And I sit on that front porch and I sing. I sit on that front porch and I play my banjo and I look out and I pray. I pray for myself, my family, this nation, the Oak Ridge Boys, and I am looking outward from that front porch. I never thought of it that way till you just said it. But boy, what a great revelation there, that we are looking outward, and that's what we need to be doing. We need to be looking forward, looking outward. I am a writer, and I just finished a book actually called I See Myself, which is a semi-autobiographical, semi Oak Ridge Boy kind of book, and it will come out probably next year. But I said in my very foreword, I'm not going to write about any of this pandemic. I'll let people who want to write about it. I just don't want to write about it. I want to get beyond it. And that's what I'm trying to do. And again, I'm looking outward, Rick, just like you said. So go with your questions, brother. I'm with you.
Well, thanks for that, Joe. I think some of your songs were created in a rocking chair. And as a drummer, I can hear the cadence of your songs, but here's my question. Of all the songs you guys have sung, what was the most challenging song to keep the beat from the first measure to the last?
Well, anything we've done a cappella, because without that drummer, you know, we can tend to really fly off the handle a little bit, especially me. I'm so, you know that phrase, lean back? I'm lean forward.
Yep.
All the time. And so therefore, man, it's, you know, sometimes old Dwayne Allen will stand next to me singing and start slapping his thigh with the rhythm. And I think that's for my benefit because I'm probably taking off on it just a little bit. But I think some of the a cappella things we've done, in fact, there's a few on this album, you'll notice. It's kind of a little hard to stay right in that pocket, I would say. As far as our regular songs are concerned, I don't know, man. We have a great drummer. You're a drummer. We have a great drummer, a young kid named Austin Cucurudo. He's been playing for us for a couple of years. He's only in his early 30s, man, and the kid is a stud. And I lean back on him. I lean on him. I've learned to lean over the years on various drummers. There's one or two we've had maybe over the decades that I couldn't quite get in that groove with as well. But with Austin playing back there, I have no trouble on stage sitting in the pocket. And I can't think of any particular songs really that I've ever had trouble with, except, like I say, maybe something on the a cappella side when I start to lean maybe a little more forward than the other three. and they have to, like, you know, put the hook on my neck and drag me back into the pocket.
I love that. So, Joe, I know that you're a husband, a dad, a granddad, and we have some good news that Carla and I are about to become grandparents for the first time. What advice would you give to Carla and me?
What you need to do, I'll tell you very simply, is cherish every single minute because the time goes by so fast. In my house right here, We've had two little daughters grow up here that are now grown. And we've raised now two grandkids. My grandson, Luke, is now 22 years old and he's in the Navy. My granddaughter, Brianne, is now 25 years old and just gave us a great grandson. So, man, the thing is that you know, the book of James tells us that our life is a vapor that passes quickly. Well, man, our vapors are moving right on along, Rick. And I say, when you get that grandkid, you ain't going to believe how it changes your life, and you're going to love it to death, and then you get to send it home. cherish every second, man, because next thing you know, they're not the little baby anymore. They're 4 or 5, then they're 6 or 7, then they're teenagers, and then they're in their 20s, and you look in the mirror, and you've gotten old.
Well, I'll take that seriously. And, you know, you should know that I've already bought a little drum kit for that incoming grandson.
Well, that's what a drummer does, though, Rick. I mean, that's the, you know, I've known a lot of drummers, and I understand that. Get him the drum set. Put the sticks in his hand when he's in the cradle.
Okay, Joe. When we talked to Richard Sturban about favorite mentors, he spoke so much about Johnny Cash. When you look in your rearview mirror, who has changed your trajectory?
Well, Johnny Cash is definitely one of them. I would add Jimmy Dean. I would add Roy Clark. And probably more than any of them, I'd add our manager, Jim Halsey. When we met Jim Halsey in 1975, we were struggling. And he had one of the biggest booking agencies in the world right then. And he called us and said, hey, we need an opening act for Roy Clark up in Tonawanda, New York. Can you guys come? Well, we didn't have a thing going. So, yes, indeed, we could come. And we went up there and we met Jim. And he saw us on stage and he said the famous words that have become Country Music Hall of Fame folklore. He said, you guys, with your show and your attitude, are 3 minutes away from being one of the biggest acts in the history of country music. You need a hit record. Let's start working on getting you one. And that's how a relationship began with a man who is now 90 years old, still our manager. We call him our godfather. And he's still as vibrant and creative today as he ever has been. In fact, he called me on the phone just yesterday and went over a few ideas that he's got for some things we can do this summer from a television perspective, either on Circle Network or RFD. Some tremendous ideas from the guy. He never, never quits. He's been my biggest inspiration. I would say in my lifetime, beside my mother, I'd have to say Jim Halsey has inspired me more than anybody.
Wow. That message is so powerful for our society that is so age biased. You know, you never grow too old, and if you just keep going, you can be creative too.
No, if you can maintain your health, you know, let's face it, health is the key at every age. It don't matter how old you are, man. If you've got bad health, you're struggling. And as we get a little older, there are a little few more aches and pains and a few things that go down because these bodies are not meant to last. And so things break down on you. But if you can maintain your mental health and keep alert every day and keep on working and not slow yourself down to that slow snail pace that I think is part of the destruction of a lot of older folks. So I'm almost 73. I feel great. I've got a few little things wrong with me now, too. I'm in my 70s. I can't help it. But, man, my thing is, man, I just want to get out there and sing. I've always felt that way. I still feel that way. And Jim Halsey at 90 years old is still out there leading the way for us. So, yeah, man, you can still do a lot of productive things. You can write. You can do all kinds of things. There's a lot of your biggest selling authors of all time that never wrote a book till they were in their 50s. So I encourage people to get out there and live, man. Get out there and live. Enjoy life. Every day is a celebration. Life is God's greatest gift this side of salvation. And we're celebrating what Christ did on the cross this week. That's the greatest blessing in our lives, what the sacrifices he made for us. The next biggest blessing other than that is breathing oxygen every day. So get out there and breathe it.
Well, thank you for that. Let's wrap up by telling our listeners where they can purchase and hear Front Porch Singing and follow all the other activities of Joe Bonzel.
Okay, well, for me personally, you can follow me on Twitter at Joe Bonzel, JoeBonsall. I have a website, josephsbonzel.com. Has more to do with my books and my authoring. But oakridgeboys.com is the place to be on the internet for the Oak Ridge Boys. You can follow Oak Ridge Boys on Twitter at Oak Ridge Boys. We're on Facebook. We have a Instagram presence. And as far as the album is concerned, it's Front Porch Singing. And it comes out June 11th, and the first song has already been released, Love, Light, and Healing. you can go to your, wherever your music is, wherever you get your music, you can download Love, Light, and Healing or listen to it right now, today.
Well, thank you, Joe, for that. We wish you and your great family a blessed Easter when the sunrise of God's triumphant love changed everything.
Amen, Rick. We're on the same page there. God bless you, brother. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks again to Joe Bonsall for being on our Legend Show. And we just love the Oak Ridge Boys and everything they stand for. And folks, we hope that you enjoy a blessed Easter as well. And remember to keep moving your life from ordinary to extraordinary. Have a great one.
We all need love, light, and healing. Home, family, and faith. We all deserve love.
And thanks to our sponsor, Gracefully Yours Greeting Cards, and their hilarious Church Kitchen Lady cards. Church Kitchen Ladies are a bunch of maybe 20 million volunteers across the United States that work in 300,000 churches, and they say stuff like, mind your own biscuits and life will be gravy. They also say, crunch tacos, not abs. And psst, you're crazy is showing, you might want to tuck that back in. And one of our favorites is, life is short, lick the bowl. If you want to find out more about the wonderful Church Kitchen Ladies and join their roundtable, go to gracefully-yours.com today and find out about Church Kitchen Ladies and purchase all the rest of the fine Gracefully Yours greeting cards.